Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing boy, 13-year-old Michael James Gabriel, who has not been seen by his family since last Friday. Gabriel was last seen leaving his home in Hoopa and could be staying in the McKinleyville area. He is a Native American, 5'3", 115 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is also searching for a missing 16-year-old female Eureka resident, Katie Helberg. Helberg's mother last saw her at home during the morning of November 9th. She is described as a white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and long blonde straight hair. She wears braces with purple and green rubber bands and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a black t-shirt with an Alaska logo on the front, and tennis shoes. She has health issues and needs her medication. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is investigating an armed robbery at Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek at just after 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. The suspect entered the store just after the clerks had closed the doors at the end of the business day. The first clerk was in a back office area and reported that the suspect entered the office, tossed a black backpack at them, and then pointed a semi-automatic pistol at the clerk and demanded money from the safe and tills. As that was taking place, a second clerk heard a commotion, and when they reached the office, the suspect then allegedly pointed the gun at them and ordered them to lie on the floor. The second clerk complied, and the suspect fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect is described as an adult white male, possibly in his 20s, who is wearing a black jacket with a tan liner, a black mask on his face, black gloves with the fingertips cut off, black jeans, and black shoes. No one was injured during the robbery, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Last Thursday, two Eureka High School students who were returning to campus with two other friends after a lunch break were shot by a pellet gun by unidentified assailants. The two students suffered minor wounds from the pellets and were provided first aid by EMTs at the school. On Wednesday, Eureka High Principal Rick Jordan issued a letter to parents and students outlining what actions school officials took when the four boys returned to campus. Jordan reports that school resource officer Jenkins interviewed the boys and determined that there was no threat to the campus and that the parents or emergency contacts for the boys were contacted and came to the campus. Eureka police were called in and are currently investigating the incident, although leads are few, according to Jordan. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka police. Sheriff's detectives have identified two juveniles who are suspects in a residential burglary on Redwood Drive on November 7th. The 14 and 16-year-old boys are accused of stealing personal belongings from the residence, along with 20-year-old Tyrell Medley, who was arrested on the night of the incident. The two juveniles have admitted their roles in the burglary. Detectives used surveillance video from Safeway to help identify the thieves, and both boys were contacted at school by authorities. The 14-year-old was already on probation and was required to wear a monitoring device, which he had removed. He will face additional burglary charges. The 16-year-old will also face burglary charges, and he was turned over to the custody of his parents. The boys also admitted to checking the doors of cars on the street to see if they were unlocked when they found the door to the garage of the victim's residence and used it to gain entry. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt's educational system provides students with the chance to learn career-oriented skills through regional occupational programs. By participating in these programs, students can acquire abilities that will prepare them for the labor market. School districts receive funding to implement the programs based on student enrollment numbers. Dr. Gary Eagle, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, explains the pros and cons of this funding system.
I like the idea of local school districts working with their faculty, administrations, and community to decide how best to address the educational needs of their students. The downside is the potential to lose efficiency and focus.
Eagles plans to form a coordinating council composed of business representatives and educational providers. He describes its function.
Look at the job market locally. Look at the opportunities for training and education, how well they're doing, where the gaps are. Find ways to fill those gaps. And then allow the high schools to respond accordingly.
Students interested in enrolling in HROP classes are encouraged to talk to their counselor. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.